Migrants and asylum seekers waiting in and sent back to Mexico under Title 42 have faced abuses by officials, attacks by organized crime groups, and crowded and unsanitary living conditions. But with Mexico's agreement to continue receiving non-Mexican migrants sent back from the U.S.,
we're going to see repetition of large numbers of people stranded or returned to a situation in which they're facing danger and, of course, lack of access to a lot of basic resources.
That's Stephanie Brewer with the think tank WOLA. She says Mexico's immigration and asylum systems have been overwhelmed by a growing number of people stuck in the country due to U.S. border policies, and it's led to tragedies like a recent detention center fire in Ciudad Juarez that left 40 migrants dead.
That is the kind of situation that we are concerned about.
Pedro de Velasco is with the migrant aid and advocacy group Kino Border Initiative in Nogales. He says ending Title 42 is a positive step, but the policies replacing it still leave migrants stuck in Mexico, vulnerable to kidnappings, robberies, and extortion, and with few options to seek safety. Kendall Blust, KJZ News, Hermosillo.